We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Kuf Chav Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the two dots, around 8-9 lines from the top of Kuf Chav Vav Amud Beis. But the two dots, it says, Kulyus Nevela V'Kulyus HaSheretz, that it said in our Mishnah, that when you have a bone of Nevela or Sheretz, so by a Nevela or Sheretz, the only thing that's Matama is Basar. Bones are not Matama. But this bone was different. This bone had Basar inside it, had Mayach. So technically, it should have been a Shomer for the Mayach, and he touched it, should have been Tame. But the Mishnah is mechadesh to you, it has to have a hole in it. If it doesn't have a hole in it, then it will not be metamba al tashomer. Why not? Because we learn from a pasuk, we'll see in the Gemara now, we learn from a pasuk that only if it's possible to touch does it have a tumah of shomer. Tanu rabbanan, linter b'risa, min avlasa, dafki v'touch an avela, v'lo v'kol yistuma, not in a closed bone. A closed bone will not make your tumah. Yachat fel nikva, how do you know even if it gets a hole in it, a tiny hole, that deer, maybe they don't tell me either. The word yitma is extra. The yud by yitma is extra. If it's possible to touch it, then tell me al shomer when you touch the bone. If it's not possible to touch the actual bus, the actual mayach, the actual marrow, then it's tahar. So that's learned that from the pasuk of yitma, which Rashi explains is the extra word, the yud yisera darish, that says yitma will make you tell me if it's possible to make an agiyah. If that's the case, and if that's the case that you're saying that without a hole, it's not called a shomer. So behema ba'ira lo sitma. If I touch a behema, I touch a dead nevela, I touch the ar, I touch the skin, it shouldn't be tame. And it really asks kasha on the Mishnah. And our Mishnah says if you touch the ar, it's tame. And so what's going on over here? He puts it on the brisa, but it's really kasha on the Mishnah if he's a. The Mishnah, one Mishnah says in your nekev, and then the first Mishnah says the ar is metame. So what's going on over here? It's not really the Mishnah. The Rishon Lakish talking about Thomas Eichlin, but in the Brice over there. So we could have asked right away. It's time El Miata on our Mishnah. El Miata that behemah ba'ira lo sitma because there's no hole. And for the Gemara, no, of course, Pukhazi kam to kavim yishpa. Of course, it has a hole. Every skin has a hole. It has the mouth, like Rash says, and a bunch of kam to kavim. Hapeh v'achoyte v'anayim, the nose, the eyes. There's plenty of holes in the R, and that's why it's pasul liga. Another kasha, similar kasha. Only Rav Papa La Rava El Miata Kulya Bechelba, a kidney covered with chelev. Chelev, by the way, is not even while chelev and avela is not metame. It's a pasuk in the Torah. You can do any malach with it. It's not metame. So if you have a kidney covered with chelev, so lechar it's like a shomer around it. It's covering around it. So you shouldn't be tame when you touch the kulya because it's not possible to touch it. Lo yitame because no hole in it. So well, yeah, there's a hole. Tachazi kama chutim shachemena. There's a lot of meat of the kidney coming through the middle of the chelev, and you can see that as if it's possible to touch. Let's say you have this bone, and we said the bone's not called a shomer unless you could touch it, possible to touch it. But let's say you thought about making a hole in it, but you didn't make a hole in it yet. Now, is that considered already like it has a hole? Because once I put my mind to it, it's so easy to do, maybe it's like it's done. Do you say mechusa the kiva kum mechusa my stomach that till I make the hole there's no hole? Oh, loy or not? It's called shayach benegia. You asked this question yesterday a little bit that you said shayach benegia. I could make a hole now. So that's the question. If I think about making a hole, that called already that shayach benegia because I could do it. I'm thinking about it already. Or maybe it's missing a ma'isa. Hadapashta mechusa the kiva lav kum mechusa my stomach. It's taka not mechusa ma'isa. It's taka ki'ilu. It's made a hole already. Very thought about it. It's ki'ilu. I made a hole. Some have a girsa mechusa my stomach. Shalom the girsas. But that was the Gemara Shaila, and the Gemara was pushed to Shaila and said, "Mechusa dekiva lav ke mechusa ma'is dami." It's kilu has a hole already. So the Mishnah, new Mishnah, Beitzas Hasheretz Hamiru Kemes Toira. We're continuing this halachas of Shomer, and that it has have to have a hole in it in order to be considered a Shomer that can be matam. Beitzas Hasheretz Hamiru Kemes. Rashi speaks out that you know there's eight shrotzim. He says some of the shrotzim have eggs, actually lay eggs. What are they? There's the tzav, elotah, and the chaymet. The tzav is usually the toad, or some say tzav is like the alligator. By elotah, certain type of lizard. By chaymet is a snail. They have eggs. So the beta shrotzim and rukemah has already started taking form inside the beah, but it's a closed egg. The loch is tyre. If you touch the egg, it's tyre, even though there's a piece of veil inside it. Nikva kosher has a little bit hole, tiny hole, it's tame. Like we said before, because then shayach menegia. Another halach in the Mishnah. Achbar, a mouse, shechetzi of basar, shechetzi of adama. that there's a mouse, the metzias is, it does not get produced from another animal, it gets produced from the ground. It grows out of the ground. And until it's complete, it looks like a piece of earth. So half of it is a boss, so half looks like a mouse, and chetziv adama, the other half is like a piece of earth. That's what it is. It looks like a little clump of earth. So you have this half mouse. It's in some of the svarim they call it spring mouse. The Rambam writes on it. He says the havayis ha'achbar b'vam na adama ach yimtza k'sosei basar, until it's found half basar v'k'sosei afar v'tit, and half of it is mud and sand. It's very meforsim. Ain mispar l'roiva megidimli. You can't even count how many people told me about it. Shiroza, this orders. Avapi shemetzias balchayim zidah dovah matmiya. He says, you can't even imagine how people told me about this. The Rambam is saying this. It's interesting. Lesson Rambam. It sounds like people were telling the Rambam, there's no such thing. He's saying ain mispar. People show me such achbar. So you have this achbar that's half a live being and half a piece of dirt. So I gave a basar tama. If it touched the basar, and it's dead now. I gave a basar tama. But adama is tar. It's not tama. Achbar is one of the shmenish ratzim. It says a choyel ba achbar vatzav mineo. The mouse is one of the shmenish ratzim. So if you touch it, you touch the basar. You tama. If you touch the adama, you tar. Who daimer? After I gave a adama, it's connected to basar tama. If you touch the adama, connected to basar, it's also tama. Like a shomer type of halacha that the adama connected to basar will be tama. So that's the two halves of our mishnah. One half mishnah is about basic charis and rakemus, and the second half mishnah is about achbar shechetsav basar chetsav adam. So about Tara Abanim. Got the first half. It says in the pasuk, "Eila atameim lachem." We had atameim is a gift that keeps on giving. This word has been marba a lot of things so far in this mesecta. It was marba tziron roitvon. It was marba oriseim kibzaron. And now we have another reboot from the word atameim. Rashi says in one place, he says because haimenau mafkas. They're all good drashas from atameim. So I don't know which one to take out. They're all drashas. Hatameim l'rabba is beitzis ha-sheretz. It's marba that the beitzah of a sheretz is metama. V'kulius ha-sheretz, and the bone of a sheretz is metama. So yachal filo rikma, you'll be, maybe even if it was loy rikma, even if it didn't develop inside, this egg did not develop anything inside, maybe who said that it's metama? Maybe it's metama even without the rikma. Metama ha-sheretz. My sheretz, rakam, just like a sheretz, has developed bones and sinews inside it. Af beitzis ha-sheretz rikma has to develop inside it. Yachafilo nikvu, maybe with no hole. Also, the klipa, the shell, will be matama. Tamaloyma hanegeya yitma. Hanegeya yitma, we darsh the word yitma, like we darshed before, by nevela, eshef shaliga tome. If it's possible to touch, just tome. Eshef shaliga tar. Vekamene kivasa. How big does the hole have to be? Kechuta saira, the size of a hair. Eshef shaliga kechuta saira, because it's possible to touch it with your hair. And Rashi goes the whole long discussion how hair could become tameh. He says, a person who has hair attached to him and his hair touches this, he becomes tameh. The hair is part of him. The hair is part of the person. So that's the mitzvah tzairah. And the opposite is true as well. You touch a hair that's coming out of it, it will also become tameh. So even this sheer kechut tzairah is called shayach benegia, and therefore that's called an akiva, even if that size hole. Zok de gemara bait. Achbar shechetzio. It said in the Mishnah that an achbar that was half basar, half dirt, is considered a nevela of a one of shmonei shvatzim. It just depends where you touch it. If you touch it on the basar, it's tamei according to the Kama, not connected to adama. Who says it's connected to adama? So Rav Shmuel Levi is going to try to qualify as a lachar. Rav Shmuel Levi, this half mouse has to be across the whole length of it, has to be already turned into a mouse. But if part of that is still dirt, it's no good. So it means it could be half, the top half, but it has to be the whole length. Even if the bottom is not, but it has to be the whole length, has to be a sheretz, has to be a achbar. That's what some say. It's going on the ratio. Ikedam aslo ha-seifa. On Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda imer, afanagei ba-adama. Shnei ha-basa tameh, he says it would be a chumra. Even the connected adama, even the adama is tameh. And Om Rabbi Shubha Levi on that, for who shehitches me kulay. It's only if this achbar goes across the whole thing. So man the master law are ratio, if you learn this on the ratio, that the ratio, which is talking about touching the basar, even there it has to be across the whole length. Koshkin Asefa, for sure Asefa, we're touching the Adam, of course it has to be across the whole length. But man the master Asefa, maybe it's only going on Asefa, where Rabbi Huda was machmir to say that even the Adam is tame, it's only if it goes across the whole thing, if there's achbar, there's meat across the whole length. Of a ratio, maybe after Leuchtschritz, maybe the ratio where you're touching the busser itself, maybe there, even though it did not go across the whole length, maybe there it'll also be tamei. As a shalom, Rabbi Shulayv is going on the ratio of the safe. Tana Rabbanan, The next braisa will be a discussion about the achbar shebayam. Now, one of the shwena shvatzim is the achbar, the mouse. Now, the Gemara later on tells us that everything, a land creature has a corresponding sea creature. Every single land creature has a corresponding sea creature. Like the elephant is an elephant in the water. The only exception is the chulda, the weasel. But everything else has a corresponding sea creature. So the question is, the achbar is one of the Shemayim Shvatzim. What about the sea creature, the achbar Shebayam, is that also matama like the Shemayim Shvatzim or not? That will be discussion of this braisa. And we're going to throw in also the achbar that's chetzi of basa, chetzi of adama, which is something that reproduces on the ground. We'll throw that in as well as we go along the braisa. Tanu Rabbanu, metoich shenema achbar, since the Torah says, one of the Shemayim Shvatzim is the achbar, is a mouse, Shemayim ani efil achbar Shebayam, I would say any achbar, including the achbar, the sea creature. Why? It's just my achbar. It's the name achbar. That's how I would say. Now, maybe I would say not. V'dinu. Maybe I would make a mamatzino and say like this. V'dinu. Timei b'chulda. Chulda is one of the Shemayim Shvatzim, the weasel. V'timei b'achbar. And one of the Shemayim Shvatzim is the achbar, is the mouse. So maybe I would have said, no, that the achbar shebayom is not matama. Why? Because ma chulda min agodol ala oretz. It's dafka the min, the species agodol ala oretz. Because no such thing as a chulda in the yam. Af achbar dafka min agodol ala oretz. I'll say maybe dafka, the land creature is tamei because look just like a chulda. Or oy klach der azu. I'll say it all the way. Timei b'chulda, timei b'achbar. Ma chulda calls a small chulda. Any chulda is matame as one of shmoyin shvatzim. Af achbar calls a small achbar. Also the achbar, the mouse also anything that's named achbar and is dead. I feel achbar shivayam will be matame shmoyin achbar. So now we're at an impasse. We don't know the mamatzino. We don't know how to make a mamatzino. Tamalay, when the Paul says ala aretz, the drasha says zelachem atame b'sheretz hasheretz ala aretz hachayil devachbar v'atzolim neu. And there's a few words extra here. The words b'sheretz hasheretz ala aretz. Basically, that whole word is extra. So dashing al haaretz, part of those words b'sheretz hasheretz ala aretz is extra. And when dashing the word ala aretz, that what? That dafka the land creature is tame, not the sea creature. So remember, ala aretz saying dafka the land creature, not the sea creature. Achbar shviyam is not matame. So tomorrow, maybe Yala Aretz, I'll tell you, no, Al Aretz is different drasha. Really, Achbar Shebayam is included. Maybe Al Aretz says, Al Aretz, Yach Al Aretz, Yitma, Yordim Yitma. Maybe it's telling you that only while it's over land is a matame. Maybe when it's in the water, it's not matame. That's what's saying Al Aretz. Dafka, Al Aretz is matame. Tamalayim, no, the word Hasheretz. It says Hasheretz, Al Aretz. Hasheretz also extra. Teaches us, Komokim Shesheretz. Any place it jumps, this is the word Hasheretz means jumping. So anywhere it jumps, it's tame, including the water. So far we have the Pasuk Ala Aretz and Pasuk HaSheretz. Ala Aretz teaches us right now, Lemutei Achbar Shebayam. Kom Lefugar Yam. And the word HaSheretz is teaching us that even Beyam, even with obviously talking about Achbar Aretz, because Achbar Shebayam is not a Tam. The Achbar Aretz that jumps into the water is Matam. That's the goal right now. Pray to Gemara, who said to Darsh that's what HaSheretz means? You know what HaSheretz is teaching us? Something else. HaSheretz goes to mean reproducing. The Pasuk in the Torah says, prove it says in Shema it says paru v'yishritzu bai. It says v'bnei Yisrael paru v'yishritzu. They multiplied. What's the word yishritzu? So maybe Hasharis means multiplying. So maybe the word Hasharis is not teaching us any way you jump. It's not what it's teaching us. Maybe it's teaching us like this. Ayin ela Hasharis kol amashritz yitma. Only something that reproduces v'shivit metames. Ayin mashritz lo yitma, and I'll be exclude oiti achbar shechetze bas v'chetze adama. She'ein paro rava. Maybe I'll exclude the achbar. That's the half. That's we'll call it the spring mouse. Because we'll come exclude the spring mouse, which is half earth, half achbar. Maybe we'll come lefuki that, which means like this. Maybe ala aretz. Maybe even the achbar shebayam is included. Maybe that's included. And hasheretz and ala aretz. What's ala aretz telling you that if it goes into the yam it's not tameh? Maybe ala aretz really telling you that it has to be dafka ala aretz to tame. Really, achbar shebayam and achbar shebaretz are both tame. Only ala aretz, not in the yam. I the word hasheretz, which sounds like anyway it jumps. Hasheretz is something else. It means going to exclude the spring mouse. Maybe that's what it's for. That's Mara's question. And Mara goes into first, let's try to make a mamatzino about the spring mouse. Let's see. V'dinu. Timei b'chulda v'timei b'achbar. We have tamei b'chulda and tamei b'achbar. Ma chulda kol shma chulda af achbar kol shma achbar. Avi achbar shechetze bas chetze adama. The first askar for Shana is how can you be ma'itid? We make a mamatzino. Just like b'chulda, any chulda is tamei. Avi achbar is tamei, even the spring mouse. Oy, klachad arzu. Ma chulda pro rava. Just like chulda reproduces, av achma rava. Ma shayinke, this thing doesn't. So now, again, we're back to this kasha. Who said ala oretz is excluding the sea creature? And asheretz means wherever it jumps. Maybe ala oretz says it has to be dafka ala oretz, sea creature included. And sheretz is teaching us that, look, excluding the spring mouse. Tamaloyim b'sheretz. The pasuk b'sheretz, asheretz oretz. The third thing that's extra in the pasuk is b'sheretz. B'sheretz teaches us including the spring mouse. So like this. Now we have three drashas so far. Al-Aretz is Lamute Achbar Shabayam. Lamute Achbar Shabayam. Hashayretz means wherever it jumps, even in the Yam. Which means the Achbar Shabayam jumps in the Yam, it's still Tommy. Basharet teaches us, including, to include the Chatzi Adam, the spring mouse. The guy is Chatzi Adam. Omle Hurban Larava, I have a kasha. Maybe make drushes, maybe switch around the drushes. Ema, Basharetz is Lasuya Achbar Shechese Basa Bechetzi Adam. That much I'll agree to you. That's marba that, and hashoyretz is kosu shoyretz v'achmas v'yam. I'll make a new drasha. Hashoyretz means wherever it jumps, even achmas v'yam. V'mishum ala aretz yitma yerdeyam yitma. He says maybe I'm gonna switch around ala aretz and shoyretz, make the opposite. Ala aretz says not dafkar a land creature. Ala aretz means only when it's a land is matame, and hashoyretz, which is anywhere it jumps, means even the sea creature is matame. Very simple question. Why do you think Asheretz is marba al hayam and al aretz is memayit the sea creature? Maybe it's the opposite. Al aretz says even the sea creature, whoever it is, and Asheretz says, and Asheretz will say that even anything that sprouts, even achmas v'yam, Asheretz is lashon like sprouting, anything that gives that reproduces, even achmas v'yam. So maybe Asheretz means even achmas v'yam. Let's read it inside. That Rabbah has a kasha like this. Ema, I'm going to the Rabbah. No, Rabbana asked the Rabbah. Ema b'sheretz asu yachmas chesiv b'sheretz chesiv dama. Hashayretz kosher sheretz. Anything that reproduces, if lachmas v'yam. Anything that reproduces, even lachmas v'yam. V'mushem al aretz, al aretz itma yodam leitma. Amalei, it's not possible. If you learn from Hashayretz that even the sea creature is tamei, how can you say that everything's only matame al aretz? Makes no sense. The sea creature has tuma. Amalei ma'achad shavisa liyam makam tuma, because he said the sea creature has tuma. Mali hacha, mali hacha. How can you say Al Aretz means Dafka on the land? It makes no sense. So it makes much more sense to say like this. Al Aretz means Dafka, the land creature. And Asheretz means that even the land creature goes into the water, it's Tameh.
How do you think that way?
Well, how do you think that way? Which chesed are you holding on to?
Tameh, just because
it fell into the water. It's a Gzeres Kosev. It would be Gzeres Kosev. That would be the Havmina. But now I think it would be a Shver Gzeres Kosev if you tell me the Yam, Achmas Yam is Tameh. But now, so now I'm saying the opposite, that Lemaisa Al Aretz is Mayat Achmas Yam. And Asheretz Taka, even the Yam is Tameh. Afraid to Gemara, I need Allah Aretz for something. We said Allah Aretz is extra, but I need Allah Aretz for something else. V'hai Allah Aretz, the Bayulei, lahoitzi sofik tumat sofa. We know, there's halacha, that sofik tumah b'shishiyachid is tameh. That means, you're not sure if it's touched tumah, but if it's in shishiyachid, we learn from saita that it's tameh. Sofik tumah b'shishiyachid is tameh. But there's another halacha, that if this sofik tumah is in the water, there's no sofik tumah b'shishiyachid, even though the water is shishiyachid. It's a private lake. But still, if it's in the water, there's no Safak Tumah. Where do we know that from? From the word Ala Aretz. Tumah is only Ala Aretz. Freyti Gemara, Boyle Hoytzi Safak Tumah Ala Aretz. Dom Rav Yitzchak Rav Dimi, Ala Aretz Hoytzi Safak Tumah Tzafa, to be Memayit Safak Tumah Tzafa. Again, Safak Tumah usually is Tumah, but not by floating. How do we know that from Ala Aretz? From the word Ala Aretz. So we need Ala Aretz for something. How can we use Ala Aretz here? To Memayit Achbar Shavyam, we need it for something. And for the Gemara, Tarti Ala Aretz Ksivi. It says twice in the Torah Ala Aretz. First of all, says the pasuk before Sheretz, Besheretz Hasheretz Ala Aretz. That was what we're talking about until now. There's another pasuk in pasuk Perikud Aleph, pasuk Mem Aleph, V'chol Hasheretz Hasheretz Ala Aretz, Shekatzu Lo Yachol. Says again Ala Aretz, and that will teach us the halacha of Tumas Safa, that it's Safa, Tumas Safa, is not Tumas. So Ad Kan, Shemach Gemara comes out, Lemaisa, the Achbar Shavayam will not be Metameh, because we're Medayim Ayif Al Aretz. Shoyretz will be Marbe, even Al Yam, this land creature in Al Yam will be Tameh. Basheretz is Marbe, even the spring mouse. And we're saying the Al Aretz here, the second Al Aretz, is Memayit, Tumas, Sofik, Tzofah.